arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Got David Houle on the line with me right now. David has some interesting things to say about the future of healthcare in America. We have to take a break at the top of the hour for the news. Let's continue that discussion. David, you were talking about the cost of Medicare.
Yeah, and in the current environment in 2012, we all know that we have to cut costs. The government has spent way too much money, and we're all going to suffer that long term.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at Medicare, one of the things that we found in researching the book was that 40% of Medicare costs occur in the last 30 days of life. Because everybody listening here wants to die at home with their loved ones around them.
Sure.
But the inevitability is that the same percent, about 82%, actually die in an ICU, an intensive care unit,
mm-hmm.
at $10,000 to $15,000 a day,
mm-hmm.
because they haven't had the conversation with their parents or they haven't had the conversation with their children about how they want to die in a dignified manner.
Okay.
So as a consequence, we lose our dignity that way.
And so we
just need to have more of an open conversation with our families about how we want to pass on.
Okay.
Rather than let some doctors and somebody else decide that for us.
But here's an interesting question, David. When you talk about that, okay, that brings up the very, very emotional issue of quote-unquote death panels. Now, what I'm hearing you say is individual human beings need to make this individual decision as opposed to having a totally unrelated group of people say, these are what the statistics are, because these are what the statistics are, pull the plug. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, right.
The government is not trying to end people's lives. I have no idea where that came from. What is happening is that we don't, you know, there's a thing called five wishes that I've signed. So if something happens to me, my wife knows, okay, if I've got no brainwave activity, pull the plug. So I've instructed her. I don't want anybody other than my wife making that decision.
Right.
And that's all I'm trying to say is that it's time for Americans to take control of their health by becoming healthier. It's
right.
time for Americans to decide that they want. We came up with this vision, you know, that Jonathan and I did, the Race to a Healthy America. We came out of the Depression. We won World War II. We won the Cold War. We're coming out of this recession. And why not decide that we, America, is going to be the healthiest country in the world by 2025? And all it takes is each and every one of us, all of your listeners, deciding, okay, I'll lose a little bit of weight. Okay, I'll exercise more. Okay, I'll go to my doctor every year for a physical. Every single time I speak, Al, I ask people a question. Raise your hand if you have your car, you know, taken in for a regular tune-up, like you change the oil every 3,000 miles. And most hands go up. I go, raise your hand if you have an annual physical. And a fraction of the hands go up. It's like we take better care of our cars than we do of ourselves.
Right.
So all we're trying to say is that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We live in a pound of cure medical situation, and it's time to move towards an ounce of prevention. And it's all that is, in the most conservative way, is taking on full responsibility for your life and taking it away from an inefficient healthcare system that doesn't really understand you. You go to a specialist, and they ask you to fill out a clipboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you banked at the Bank of America and you walked into one branch, hey Al, how you doing?
Right.
Walk into another one across town, they go, I don't know you. Here's a clipboard.
Right.
You get high rate.
Exactly.
We do it every day with the doctor's
right.
office. Not
right.
because the doctors don't know; they just aren't connected. They aren't efficient. They don't know anything about you.
Right. Well, it sounds to me like what you're saying is that this plan puts more of the responsibility on the individual's shoulders, as opposed to saying the government is going to handle all of this for us. And I think that's a very, very important point, if I understand it correctly, David.
That is very correct. The slight alteration I would make to that statement is that it is is corporations in America that are going to do that, because they want healthier employees. Because healthier employees, lower absenteeism, higher productivity, more innovation. In fact, I've been predicting that, say, if you watch CNBC or something, by 2016, one of the metrics that's going to be talked about on Bloomberg and CNBC and on your radio show is the health index of a corporation, because there'll be a direct correlation between how healthy the workforce is and profits.
Oh, no question about that. Now, let me ask you a question, okay? In terms of your personal background, okay, would you classify yourself as being liberal, conservative, or independent?
If I have to state a party affiliation, it would be independent.
Okay.
If I state my point of view, I'm an American.
Yeah. Okay. Now, having said that, I fall into the same category. I've got some really conservative ideas when it comes to fiscal policy. Okay, I really do.
And
I don't like big government. Do you?
Nope.
Okay. Now, what I find, that the reason I brought this situation, that question up, is because a lot of people, when they talk about issues like this, are typically at one side of the extreme or the other. And I think that that's really, really unfortunate. People jump to the conclusion that you're a big government person if you want to see reforms in healthcare, and that in healthcare delivery. Okay, and that in my mind is, after giving this a lot of thought, after giving it a lot of study, I personally feel that is an erroneous conclusion to come to. There are other areas, in my humble opinion, where government involvement is totally not necessary. Okay, in the area of healthcare, I'm not saying government involvement is necessary, but what I'm saying is people need to stand up and take responsibility for themselves. And that's in effect what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, and what I'm saying is what we, whether we're liberals or conservatives or Democrats or Republicans, what we demand in the 80% of our economy that's not healthcare is what we're coming to healthcare. In healthcare right now, there's little to no price competition. Performance results are not disclosed. Less than 25% of the industry has electronic records. Prices have risen faster than inflation for the last 30 years. We're less healthy than we were 30 years ago. And competitively, globally, our performance has plummeted.
Right.
So we wouldn't stand for that in technology. We wouldn't stand for that in aerospace. We wouldn't stand for that in banking. But we accept it in healthcare. So all of your listeners should really think about healthcare reform. It's just an impetus for the private sector to bring market economics to healthcare. It's that simple, and that's what's going to happen. It may, you know, as I said earlier, it may take the government to cause that to happen, because it's such an entrenched situation that we've accepted. But when 83% of Americans say they lead a healthy life and 34% of Americans are clinically obese, we have a disconnect. Education and knowledge and awareness is one of the things that we have to embrace here.
I think it's a really interesting point, and I appreciate you taking some time, as much time as you did, David, in talking about this, because it would appear that there is a rather large misconception on this particular issue. What I would like to know, you guys out there, is we've got a pretty active blog. You know, we had a couple hundred people come on it last weekend. This particular weekend, I would like you to voice your opinions on this. Just go to the website, www.kereport.com. Voice your opinions on this, positive, negative, what have you. I really, really would appreciate that. And I'm here to tell you, we will respond to each and every one of your comments. This is an important issue, and it appears that it's an issue that has been very, very misunderstood. David Houle, thank you so much, buddy. Hey, listen, you guys out there, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,701.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,743.69, $871.85 for a half ounce, or $435.92 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,743.69, $871.85, and $435.92.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Talking about a company right now as opposed to some of the macro issues that we talk about. I got Trader Raj with me on the line, and I also have Harry Miller. Harry is involved with a company that he started called Clifton Star Resources. As you all know, Clifton Star is a sponsor on our website, so don't take any of this as being investment advice. If you want to get more information on Clifton Starr, simply click on the banner that is on our website. We have also done a fair amount of work for CFO in the past. We have shot some video there, and I believe we're going to be shooting some more video in the future. And I've known Mr. Miller for close to 30 years, so I am not even close to being arm's length on this deal. Clifton Starr has not traded because it was suspended for a number of months. That situation has been totally rectified. It is now trading again, and I think it's time for a recap as to what's going on right now. Raj, any questions, buddy?
Well, the first thing is what would be the latest news on the property partnerships and the physical part of it at the location?
Well, as far as the latest news, if people click onto our website, they'll see the three issuances we've had over the past week. Prior to our opening today, the last one had to do with the metallurgy, and we're very much encouraged by the results, the test results indicating that on balance we were getting 93% recovery. And this has been a kind of an overhanging, perhaps, issue with the ore from the investor point of view, the fact that it's considered refractory. But having said that, and there were some issues with arsenic. And what this has shown is that the arsenic level is very small to the point that it's insignificant. And the recoveries are much greater than we anticipated. So, and we've determined that the actual cost of that, Roger, would be no more than about 0.2 grams, the additional cost of processing the material. So we hope that that now has dispelled this kind of overhang here. So we're pretty delighted with that. And then previously that we had a news release as it related to our drill results. And we're very sanguine, obviously, about what we're getting and the potential for the project. There's still a long way to go. We've got to put down a lot more drill holes when you consider that we punched down over 900 holes here in the last, since I took the project over some almost 6 years ago now. There's a lot of holes that we put down, and yet there's just so much more. We've outlined one open pit, perhaps two. We have the immediate underground, which as a former producer, and we're also down going deeper, and we're also pretty optimistic that we might be able to uncover a new find down deep. And to that extent, we're down to one hole down to 700 meters, and we'll be probably going down piercing the 1,000-meter level. That's pretty deep, but not deep as far as the Porcupine District Fault. And we're an extension on that fault from Timmins, Ontario, and people appreciate that camp and what it's done as a result of going deeper.
Okay. Could you maybe get the new folks that might be listening first time today, property location, partnerships, mergers, JVs, any of that stuff to discuss?
As I was just saying, Roger, the property is in a little town called Duparquet, which in Quebec, which sits not too far away from the Ontario border, and it's about an hour and a half drive to Timmins. The reason for the town was the original mine, which was discovered way back in the 30s, went into production, and produced 1.2 million in gold and another probably 500,000 ounces of silver. It stopped in 1956. So we're pretty pleased that we were able to acquire the land and start doing the exploration and development of that project. We raised our own capital, something around $18 million that we spent on the property. And then subsequent to that, a number of years ago, I entered into an agreement, the company did, with Osisko Mining. And as most people I trust should be aware, they're producing a low-grade bulk tonnage deposit in Val-d'Or, actually Malartic, north of Val-d'Or. And there was an expectation that Osisko would be finding something similar to what they have there. But they spent $16 million on the property, and it was non-dilutive. After spending the time, they had issues with the fact that it was refractory, which we've now solved. and also the fact that it was not this large or low-grade deposit that they had expected. It was a series of open pits, and then it was going to be underground, and potentially, perhaps, it might be the deep underground. So this was not their type of deposit, and certainly not the model that they were looking for. So as a result of that, they dropped that joint venture. We got it back, so we've got, 100% of the project again, rather than 50%, and subsequently raised another $17 million. So I think we have about $14 million left in the till, so that we're going to become aggressive again. The new CEO that came on in November has a similar vision than I do about the potential for the property. He likes the idea of putting a deep hole down or deep holes down and obviously move along on the open pit. This is a large project going on for 6 kilometers. And it's a series of previous mines that's been, as I say, idle now since 1956. Good part of where it is, Roger, and you're probably aware of it, is that it is in Quebec.
Wanted to get the new listeners up to speed as to the location of the old JV and the new status. Sounds like you're well-funded. You've got a new plan. You've got a new CEO. What is his experience? Where did he come from?
Well, he's had a number of companies that he's founded and then subsequently sold merged with other companies. He's French-Canadian. He's a geo, and he's from the Quebec area, and that's where he currently resides. He takes a plane from Quebec. He can go right into Rouyn-Noranda, and then it's another 45 minutes or so to Duparquet. He did select, and I think he was a terrific find, the new VP of Exploration, Louis Martin. He came ex-Estrada. He's from Timmins, so he understands that type of deposit. We're well taken care of on the technical side. And by the way, as the old CEO of the company, that was something that I was sorely lacking. And I had, tasked the board probably a year and a half ago to find my replacement.
It looks like everything is progressing very, very well. We're going to keep you folks up to date on Clifton Star Resources. Again, remember, this is not arm's length information from me. I've known Harry for, as I said, about 20 years, 30 years, and they are sponsors on our site. If you want any information, click on their banner. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respirt 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 21 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Tom Essay. Tom has a great newsletter. It's called the 700s Report, among other things. And we're going to talk a little bit about what came out in his March 9th 700s Report. I found it to be very, very interesting. The reason I found it to be interesting is because I finally found somebody in the conventional financial sector who agrees with me. But Tom, in that particular report, was talking a little bit about the Greek bond swap participation, which is going to be greater than 95%. We talked about the implications of that. Are they going to be positive? Are they going to be negative? We talked about the impact on what happened yesterday, Friday, vis-a-vis Greece, vis-a-vis the unemployment numbers in the United States on the gold market. I thought that was absolutely fascinating. As I said in yesterday's daily editorial, I think investors are sophisticated enough that they realize that the unemployment numbers were cooked, to say the least, and that the situation with the haircut that the Greece bondholders, $132 billion, folks, that's a ton of money. The haircut that they took, I think, is going to have some very, very negative implications in the future. Tom, let's start out and let's talk about those unemployment numbers. Now, on the wire services this morning, there was a picture of the president with a big smile on his face. You know, unemployment is now down to 8.3%. I say, I don't think so. What does Tom Essay say?
Well, I say, first of all, Al, thank you very much for having me on. Enjoyed it last time and very happy to be back on. And I say I 100% agree with you. I think that 8.3 number isn't worth the paper that it's printed on. I think most people are wising up to that, even though the media sits around and spouts it off as though it's gospel. You know, I wrote in my report, as you saw this morning, and I'll do it again on Monday, that that's not even a number I don't think people should even look at. I think if you look at the U6 number, which is a much better indicator of true unemployment, you're seeing it tick down. It's below 15%. It went down to 14.9. That's a good thing. But Al, one of the things that infuriates me on Jobs Day is we get a couple good numbers, and out comes the politicians trotting out to do their little victory lap.
Right.
Well, they don't take into effect how much money we've spent to get this job growth. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars. We bankrupted the country, basically, to get 230,000 jobs a month. I mean, we're still net 5 million negative jobs from 2008.
Yeah.
So here's everybody dancing around. You know, the country's broke now, and we're still 5 million jobs from where we were in 2008. So I agree. I think that 8.3 unemployment number is just completely worthless.
Well, we're going to be chatting about that with another expert in the final segment following this one of the weekend edition. We're going to be chatting about that with John Walter Williams. And Tom knows John. He follows his work. I've known John for years. And I'll tell you, it's very, very interesting what John had to say about this particular situation. Now, Tom, the Greek bond participation is, as you mentioned in your newsletter this morning, going to be greater than 95%. What does that mean? That means that greater than 95% of the bondholders are willing to take an aggregate a cut in their return on those bonds of $132 billion. That is almost an unimaginable amount of money to me, and I think that bodes very, very poorly for the future.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you're talking about a tremendous loss for all these bondholders. You know, these bonds were supposed to be, you know, good, sound investments. That's what they were sold as. But look now. Now they're taking 75-80% losses. And, you know, it's hilarious how to go back and look into last summer and say, well, we think we're going to have to haircut the bonds by 25%.
Right.
Well, now it's 50%. Now it's 75%. Now it's 80%. You know, as I look around the markets and as I wrote in the note yesterday, you know, you look at Brent crude is back up at all-time highs in euro terms, in pound terms. If I'm a bondholder, I'm saying, wait a second, I've basically had my entire investment destroyed with the promise that maybe if GDP grows in Greece that I could get paid back sometime in the future. I bet nobody modeled in record Brent crude prices when they were trying to figure out if these Greek bonds will ever get paid out, these new Greek bonds that they've been given.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. Let's talk about the implications that all of this could potentially have on gold. Now, as we were talking off the air yesterday, gold was kind of all over the map yesterday. It started out going down. As we were recording this, gold was up to almost $15 an ounce. Silver was also up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reacted to the unemployment numbers in kind of a ho-hum matter as of mid-morning anyway, $43 it was up. Gold and silver seem to be the real beneficiaries, and as I said earlier, and as I said in other portions of this particular program, investors are pretty sophisticated, and they realize what's really going on out there, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could see it. You know, yesterday in trading, you saw gold do an absolute 180. Now, when I saw that jobs number come out pretty good, I thought, oh, gee, the market's going to be so short-term concerned with whether or not we're going to get more quantitative easing here in the States that we're probably going to see gold sell off because the jobs number was good enough to probably put any thought of additional QE for now anyway at bay. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, I'm going to be able to pick up some gold on the cheap here if we can get a run. I was actually getting kind of excited if we could get it down to that 1670, 1660 level. I was going to try and buy some and put it away in the old long-term accounts.
Right.
But that didn't happen. About 9 o'clock, you saw gold absolutely whip around, start trading higher in a hurry. Silver and copper all followed with it. Because I think people are looking out and they're saying, wait a second, what, you know, if I move past the headlines of Greece, the thousands of headlines, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, we're taking these sovereign bonds. Now we're just declaring them worthless. We're forcing people to take 80% losses on government debt and promising them that they may get something in the future. We're seeing a bull market in almost chaos. You know, the very foundation of the financials, the international financial system is sort of being thrown to the wayside with you know, bailouts, haircuts, collective action causes, all these other things. And I think people are looking around and they're saying, wait a second, I need something that I know is going to be here, you know, regardless of whether or not somebody changes the rules.
Oh, I agree 100%. Tom, what are you telling your people to do at this point?
Well, I'm telling them to in the general equity market to just be patient. You know, I don't think we have a tremendous amount of direction right now. I think that we've seen a bit of a run up. And I think that now we're going to tread water. You probably see stocks a little bit lower actually for a while. I think we've come a little too far too fast for where we are. I think that at these levels, I think you got to buy gold. You know, and I don't say that every day, but I do say it, you know, around the 1700, 1650, you know, in between 1650, 1700. I think you've got to buy it. You've got to put it in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And don't worry if it goes down, you know, to 1600 or even 1550 on a blip. Don't worry about it. It's going to be higher. So you've got to try and buy things where there's some certainty. And I think that there's some value in the miners as well. You know, they've gotten beat up this last week, especially with that gold plunge that we had 2 weeks ago. You know, you've gotten some value back in the miners. So I think you can look around. You've got to be selective. Obviously, we had another little surprise out of Indonesia earlier this week where they decide they're going to change the mining rules. You know, and we've all been through that as gold investors in various countries. So you've got to be selective. But I think there's value in the miners. I think there's values in the metals, both gold and silver.
I would agree 100%. You know, I find it interesting that earlier in the week, a couple of pundits came out, for example, in a Financial Sense report, two or three analysts were quoted as saying the fundamentals aren't there anymore for a bull market that's any higher than $1,590 an ounce for gold. I totally disagreed with that. We did a couple of editorials on it. I disagree with it for fundamental reasons. One of my colleagues, Roger Wiegand, disagrees with it for technical reasons. What do you think? You think 1590 is the high, the future high?
No, of course not. I don't. And you know, I've heard of reports of physical buyers being in the market sub 1700. I've heard that pretty consistently over the last several months. But there's so many reasons that you want to be long gold. I'm just not sure on a supply demand basis, you know, where the 1500 top is coming from. You know, one of the things I wrote about 2 weeks ago was Warren Buffett and his annual investor letter in Berkshire Hathaway just absolutely trashed gold
right.
as an investment. And,
right.
And his frustration out of gold was that, well, it's only going to go up if the guy next to you thinks it's going to be worth more after he buys it.
Right.
Well, I don't see what's wrong with that. You know?
I got to tell you, I don't see what's wrong with that either. Tom, we're going to get you back on the show in a couple of weeks. I appreciate your participation.
Great.
I'm indebted to guys like you because guys like Tom Essay are what make this show great.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report with a gentleman who hasn't been on for quite some time. We're talking with John Williams right now. John has, I think, the most sought-after newsletter out there, and it has been in that particular realm for quite some time now. The newsletter is called Shadow Government Statistics, Analysis Behind and Beyond Government Economic Reporting. I've known John personally for quite some time now. I think he's one of the most brilliant men out there. And I wanted to talk with him today about the employment numbers that came out yesterday, Friday. The employment numbers came out showing an unemployment rate of 8.3%. Obviously, the president had a very large grin on his face. The problem is, I don't really put very much credence in those particular numbers. John, what's this all about?
Well, there are a couple of factors at work. One is that we're really not getting good quality monthly numbers in most economic series at the moment. That's due to the nature of the numbers that end up getting seasonally adjusted, where the government tries to take out regular seasonal patterns, such as the holiday shopping season or the school year, so that the resulting month-to-month comparisons are really more of an indication of relative economic activity. The seasonal factors usually are stable over time, but we haven't seen stable seasonal factors in a long time because the depth and the length of this severe economic contraction we've been going through has just thrown off the system. It was never designed to handle anything that severe. So to start with, the numbers are not of particularly good quality in terms of the monthly level. The errors are much larger than they would normally expect, which is plus or minus 0.2 of a percentage point.
Yeah.
So that 8.3 could be 8.1, could be 8.5. You're probably closer to plus or minus half a percentage point as they count it. But it's a matter of how you define the unemployment rate. If you went around and asked everyone in the country whether he or she was unemployed, everyone would give you a quick answer. I mean, nobody has to think about that much. They have a pretty good sense as to whether or not they're working. If you tallied that all up, you'd end up with a much higher unemployment rate than the government reports. The reason is the way the government defines the headline number. The government actually reports six levels of unemployment. The unemployment level three is the one that's the headline number. That's the 8.3%. In order to be counted in that, not only do you have to be out of work, willing and able to take a job, but you have to be actively looking for work. You have to look for work in the last 4 weeks. There are a number of people who, after a while, find that there are no jobs available, and they stop looking for work, but they still consider themselves unemployed. And the government and its surveys will count them at least for a year as a what they call a discouraged worker. This is someone who's given up looking for work. Back before 1994, anyone who met all the other qualifications of being unemployed but had given up looking for work was counted, irrespective of how long it had been since they'd looked for a job. 1994, they redefined it so that if you hadn't been looking for more than a year, you were just dropped from the rolls and not counted. That's a substantial number of people. Because of the severe level of the downturn and the protracted nature of it, you have an extraordinarily large number of people who have stopped looking for work, although they would still consider themselves unemployed to take a job if they could get it. They want a job. The effect there is that where the government publishes six levels of unemployment, their broadest measure, called U6, includes the discouraged workers who've been discouraged less than a year, plus people who are attached to the marginally attached to the workforce, or where they have working part-time for economic reasons. They'd like a full-time job, but they can't get a full-time job. That U6 measures up around 15%. And if you add in the longer-term discouraged workers, those who've been discouraged for more than a year, and I use my own estimates on that because the government no longer publishes it, I'll contend you're up over 22%, around 22.4%. And that's a lot closer to what you'd get if you went around and asked everyone whether or not he or she was unemployed.
Where is the unemployment rate in, we're talking February numbers here, February 2012 compared to the unemployment rate of, let's say, February 12th, 1935?
Keep in mind that the government didn't start surveying unemployment until the 1940s.
Right.
So that the estimates of unemployment in the during the Great Depression were guesses. They were based on all sorts of samplings ranging from the 1930 census to people who applied for Social Security. The widely accepted estimate I've heard for the worst of the Great Depression, which is 1933, is around 25%.
Yeah.
That's not quite the same thing that I'm looking at, only because the environment has changed so markedly since then. Back in the Great Depression, something like 27% of the population, or those working, were on farms. Today, that's less than 2%. If you look at the what they estimated as unemployment in the non-farm sector, which I think is really a closer measure to my number for comparison purposes, that was up around 35%.
Yeah.
So I'm at 22.4 today is my estimate for February. I think a comparable number, the worst of the Great Depression, would be around 35%. It's as bad as it's been since World War II.
Yeah.
But we haven't gotten to the Great Depression levels yet.
Your opening comments on your newsletter is, in this direct quote, the outlook for the broad economy remains bleak, despite relatively upbeat February payroll data. Deterioration in the January trade deficit and related revisions suggest negative impact on the first quarter 2012 GDP reporting, along with increasing downside pressure on the U.S. dollar from underlying economic and political fundamentals. Your numbers show that we're about 13% better in terms of unemployment right now than we were back in the 30s. But my God, 22% is a huge number of people to be unemployed.
The issue here going forward is that we're not about to see an economic recovery.
Yeah.
In order to have an economic recovery, consumers have to somehow see income growth that exceeds the rate of inflation. The big problem right now is the average household can't keep up with inflation. And if income doesn't stay ahead of inflation, there's no way that you can have consumption growth that is faster than inflation, and that's the bulk of GDP. In the past, I mean, this has been an ongoing problem since the 70s, with the various trade policies. The higher paying production jobs have been shifted offshore, and income adjusted for inflation has generally dropped, not only for individuals but for families. Mr. Greenspan started pushing the concept that really people should look at expanding their debt, and that's one way you can buy some, at least some short-term economic growth, is through debt expansion. If you don't have the income growth, people can borrow money to make up for the shortfall in their living standards. We've come to the end of that. That debt growth that Greenspan encouraged has collapsed. The average consumer does not have the ability to make up for any shortfall in his spending the way he'd like to be spending with debt expansion the way that he used to. I mean, you saw a press in the last week about consumer credit outstanding having recovered or nearly recovered the pre-recession high.
Right.
That may be technically correct, but all the growth in consumer credit outstanding has been in the federal student loans.
Yeah.
The lending, the credit cards, and the fixed loans that would be used for consumption of goods and services, that has not grown at all. That is a major problem that's holding back the economy. It's structural. Nothing that's being done to address it. And what you have to keep in mind is that if the economy is not recovering, if you look at the official GDP numbers, broadest measure of economic activity, inflation-adjusted, they're now showing a full recovery. We've actually seen the GDP pass its pre-recession high. The only problem is there's no other economic series that is showing that. If that were happening, you'd be seeing that all over the place. Not happening. The GDP is heavily overstated, and going forward, the underlying economic reality is that we're going to see a bottom-bouncing economy. It's going to be much weaker than expected. That means the budget deficit's going to be worse. The Treasury funding needs are going to be higher than expected. Banking stress tests are going to be worse than expected. Basically, the Treasury's going to have to borrow a lot more money. It's going to have trouble selling those notes and bonds. Most likely, the Fed's going to come in and act as a lender of last resort. Quantitative easing by the Fed is far from over. That'll tend to be very inflationary, very negative for the dollar.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.